Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. and Dance With Me We Shall. That is Paul Wilbur, and this is Psychic Jethro, and they're listening to Psychic's Gone Wild. Took us a little bit. We got it through today. I know all of you are excited. You know what it is. It's Thursday. It's our one. It's our only time we go up and we grab a hold of our wild one up in Maine, Dina Flanagan, the one, the only phenomenally gifted psychic. But professionally, Dina has been reading for years. She just made the American Federation Society, which is the true, accurate, and gifted psychics who've always continually giving people service of their abilities and gifts to be accurate and concise. Dina is one of the members in that organization. So am I, Psychic Jethro, and we were fortunate today to bring you a guest. Is why we're on a little different time, because our phenomenal guest lives in the United Kingdom. Those of you who've been listening into Psyche's Gone Wild, we had this gentleman on a couple months ago, and you guys have been writing and asking and going, where's our friend? What happened to the guy that was on that day that was so phenomenal? And all these questions. So I decided the best way is for her to bring our special guest on with me and Dina today, and that is Nicholas David Nen. And Nicholas David Nen, for all of you who are listening in that know Jethro can't speak, Nicholas David Nen is the developer and worker with the Transformative Body of Soul Contract work, and he does conscious ascension in conjunction with Dr. Almira Ariel Alary. He may have to correct me, I always mess up names today. But without much more ado, I'm going to bring on our phenomenal author and gifted individual. How are you today, Nicholas?
It's been a good day, Jethro. I've been teaching an online class on the soul contract reading, and we had a really good session today.
Very phenomenal. And I know that your soul contract reading is very good. You were, you know, gracious enough to come on with us back in May with us, and we got to hear not only what you're doing and how you're doing it with individuals there. We got a taste of an example. And those of you listening today know that we have some individuals who've sent their birthdays in, and Nicholas is going to be reading them over the air, working with those. We always put it up on the room. I will be working with you guys as we're going through so you can kind of see a little of this. But Nicholas, tell them a little bit about you, and I apologize. I think I know your mentor, and I always try to turn that name around. The doctor's name gets me. It's like, so.
You mean the founder of this work originally?
Yes.
Yeah. I was on a spiritual workshop in Arizona called the Carousel of Growth back in 1990, at the beginning of my journey. And the man who originally brought this work through was called Frank Alper, who's now passed away. And he gave me a reading using this work in a hotel room in Phoenix. And he took my birth certificate name and he matched ancient Hebrew letters and sounds to my name. And out of those extracted Hebrew numbers. And then he arranged them on a Star of David. And then he decoded my name, seven aspects of my name from that. And in that hour, he explained my entire life, and I'd been completely lost up to that stage, really searching for, well, why am I here? I just don't understand what's going on. The same old stuff keeps happening, and there seems to be no order to this. And he brought me completely into focus. He's the reason I'm here today, actually, because everything he said on the chart about becoming a spiritual teacher and sharing this sort of knowledge out to the world has come true. And resulted in the book, Your Soul Contract Decoded, which I wrote with some spiritual guidance from him that came out back in April. So that's how it really started. And I was so inspired that with this work, I brought it to England and I've been developing it and with Dr. Almira Alair over the past 22 years. And it's now in its current form to really help people understand their lives, understand the karmic issues they face, the talents they have to overcome them, and the goals they wish to achieve in both the physical and the spiritual parts of their life, and most importantly, to become conscious of and connect with their, what we call soul destiny or life purpose, and to really allow their soul to express its deepest yearnings in this embodiment. So it's really the work is a manual for life. It provides a spiritual map of life so you can actually get on with what's important.
I find that very phenomenal. Dina, do you have a question for our wonderful guest? And I'll let you take over a little bit of the interview in here for a few minutes. I apologize, guys. I'm going to be handling the technical stuff behind us, so I'm going to let you go. And if you do get disconnected, remember to call back in, you guys. It's called Welcome to Summer.
Hi, Nicholas. This is Dina.
Hello, Dina.
Hi. Yeah, very fascinating. Now you have a book. You say you wrote on it.
Yeah, the book is called Your Soul Contract Decoded: Discovering the Spiritual Map of Your Life with Numerology.
Mm. So it kind of explains all of what you're doing in the book.
Yeah, the book is a do-it-yourself way of working out your soul contract. It explains how the system came about. Explains how you can take your birth certificate name and decode it using the system. Mm-hmm. Then it provides the interpretations within it so you can actually work out your own spiritual map of your life. And I realized that not everyone could come for a reading, so that mm-hmm. given it's 2013 and we're already in this age of great awakening and unity consciousness, that everyone, as many people as possible in the spiritual sort of field, need to awaken. And they need a tool to help them get on with their real mission, to deliver their gift as they're part of this ascension process that we're involved with.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to get a chance to read it. Now, are you working on a second one?
I've been so busy with publicity for the first one, I haven't had time to do much on it. But the second one is sort of on my laptop. Some ideas are there when mm-hmm. I get a chance, and it'll be on relationships and the effect, the hidden deep dynamics that drive the way we relate to our partners, our children, our friends and family, to help understand what's really going on so that we can actually manage them better and create better quality experience all around, better connection.
Kind of get to see inside of their soul so that you know what you're dealing with, I guess, and how to handle people.
Yeah, it's about how we interact with each other. And
yeah.
The existing book is good to understand your partner or your kids or mm-hmm. your friends. It's very good for that anyway.
Yeah, awesome. Now, when you were small, do you have, I know you wrote the book and you have a formula for this, but do you have intuition and, like, do you see things? Do you have psychic abilities?
Yeah, I'm very psychic as well, and... Mm-hmm. What the system allows me to do is to have a very clear picture of a very deep level of truth of someone's life, what their soul's creating within them, mm-hmm. that through the law of attraction creates each moment in their life. And so I use that knowledge, which I've embodied, mm-hmm. in addition to attuning to someone when I'm doing a reading with them and feeling where they are on their spiritual map of life, because it's a map of potential. And until you connect with someone, you can't actually tell where they are, how far they've got through their map.
Right.
So the soul contract work acts as a framework for the intuitive side of me to actually blend that in as well when I'm working with somebody.
Excellent. So do you want to get on with it?
Yeah, shall we do your reading, Dina?
Sure.
Okay, so you've got the chart in front of you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll start off at the beginning, and we look at what we call physical karma. And by karma, we mean a set of unresolved issues from previous lives that the soul's brought in to create what we call a negative context for your life, so you can find out what you do like from having what you don't like appear before you initially. And so this is designed to help you bring forth your real gifts here on Earth. So in physical karma, you have a 14 and a 5. So with a 14, Dina, do you find that relationships with people are quite intense?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. 14 is what we call reflected being. And so your soul's creating intense relationships so that you can have mirrored back to you parts of yourself you haven't seen before. Do you find that happens when you're with people in those sort of relationships at all levels?
Yeah.
So your motto would be something like, I relate, therefore I am. Without that intensity, you wouldn't know who you were, or you wouldn't evolve so quickly.
Mm.
And the 5 there is your psychic abilities. And so it's indicating that speaking the truth is really important for you. Is that the case?
Very much so.
Yeah. Because it's about connecting you to the very sensitive part of the soul, which is very connected to higher consciousness. And this enables you to really feel the very fine energies about someone when you're working with them. So when you're with someone, do you find you sort of seem to know an awful lot about them immediately just by them being in your fields or just connecting with them?
Yes, right away.
Yeah, this is the reason why. And you're here to tell people the truth no matter what, even though it may get you in trouble when you were younger.
Yeah, that's what they call me, the truth teller, the truth sayer.
Yeah. And so it's about you being a pioneer. It's about you really looking for cutting-edge material to work with as well. Is that the case? You like new things?
Yeah, I do, and I'm always looking for that, yeah.
Yeah. So your job there was then to speak the truth and find out who you were. That's what the karma is about, and to learn to use your intuitive abilities properly and with integrity to serve others.
Mm-hmm.
In physical talents, we have a 20 and a 2. And let's check here. So do you like exploring lots of different areas of experience in life more so than the average person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The 20 is about great movement. So through that journey, it's allowing you to find your own truth, to find out wisdom through that journey by having lots of different experiences. And the 2 is all about developing emotional resiliency or having emotional resiliency, because it's in a talent position, it's a positive energy, so that you can cope with that journey of extreme experience at times. Is that what's been going on?
Yes. I have to have great emotional resiliency all the time. I talk about this almost every day. Mm.
Yeah. And so that enables you to support others, because you're here to take others on a journey as well, because
mm-hmm.
you've been there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the talents there, they're designed to help you, help come out, bring you out in the world, okay? And to, in your case, the talents, they feed up into the 14-5 and physical karma. And so basically, you're here to take a journey into new pioneering areas where people haven't been before.
Mm.
And new areas of relating as well, to find out who you are and also to show others who they are through your work.
Mm.
And physical goals, which is like the underlying drive, when we all have dreams, things which really, you know, electrify us and want to help us,
mm-hmm.
they help us sort of get out of bed in the morning, just go for it, no matter what state we're in. It's really exciting at a very deep soul level. Your physical goals are 6s. And so when you were younger, Dina, do you find you were a bit scattered? You had too many creative ideas and you couldn't get them all done?
Yeah. All my report cards said that on the Dina daydream too much because it's too much in my head.
Ooh. Yeah, so what the soul's doing is that the soul's trying to teach you how to focus, to actually take only one creative idea at a time and not allow all the distractions of the mind to pull you in many different directions at once, which means you get frustrated sometimes about it.
Yeah.
And to learn to focus on one creative idea that's really true in your mind and work out manageable success to actually achieve that goal. And by taking small steps of success, then the ego is prepared to take that. If you ask it to take a big step forward, unless it's guaranteed success, it won't actually do that. Did that actually happen for you when you were younger? You got stuck sometimes.
Stuck, yes. I went through a whole bit. A lot of my childhood years, I felt really kind of stuck or different or whatever.
Yeah. Are you very artistic, Dina?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because this is the unblocking of your creativity, of the soul reconnecting to the ego reconnecting to the soul's creativity and bringing it out into the world. So a thought manifests into physical form. So for you, it's about completing that thought, completing that manifestation and reconnecting to the soul's creativity. And each time you do that and complete a task, a creative piece, then your creativity will open even more next time. It'll be easier.
Mm.
So in spiritual karma, which is... So the first part of the chart was about how we interact with the physical world, how we ground here, how we interact, how we build our personality structure, which is brand new each time. And the spiritual part of the chart, which is where we're moving to now, is our inner journey of how we reconnect to higher consciousness, to our soul, then deliver the gifts of that connection out to the world. So in spiritual karma, you have a 8, and that's all about grounding here on earth. So when you were younger, did you feel you'd rather not be here on earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find emotions and how they all worked a bit strange? You didn't quite get it?
Yeah, I felt like I'm from another planet or something.
Yeah, because you don't come here very often, according to this chart. And you've come here into the emotional soup of Earth to understand how the polarity of emotions work, because the emotions are very dense here. And when we're in a body and having these visceral, strong emotional experiences, especially in relationships, the soul learns much more quickly than if it was in the higher dimensions. So you've come here to learn how the polarity of emotions like joy and sadness work, for example, and to move out of being in your head, which is just what you said happened in childhood, because the mind, the mental body will try and work out what feelings are, but you're actually here to move out of the mind and drop into your body and ground, form clear emotional boundaries around yourself, and then learn what other people's emotional issues are and what are yours, and not get over-involved in their stuff, which might have got you in trouble in the past.
Yes, but still does.
And then you're here to reach over that clear boundary with what we call symbolically the right hand. It's part. We have different parts of the body contain these programs to reach out to people and connect with them, but not get over-involved and get pulled into their area, okay? But to reach for them. And so grounding is very important for you, being in nature. Exercises like Tai Chi and Yoga and Qigong to bring body awareness and to ground you so that you're coming from a feeling bodily space. And it just is, and you're letting the mind go in terms of it trying to work it all out, which is a strain, I'd say, at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in spiritual talents, you've got a 15 and a 6. And have you been going around in circles, Dina, in your life, especially when you were younger, trying out lots of different things?
Yeah,
what sort of things have you been doing?
I have been doing readings and healings and teaching for 25 years, but I also work in accounting. I've done art. I've worked in art. I've worked in, I owned my own business. I sold antiques. And then I opened a thrift shop. I was a cook. All those kinds of things. And babysitter, clean for a while. I did all kinds of things.
Yeah, well, the 15 is what we call inner circular movement. It's like two concentric circles. And so you're on a gentle spiritual journey of discovery to find out what really fits for you on here while embodied on Earth. And it's not something you can work out with your mind. You've actually got to go and try all these things on to see what feels right, literally in what we call the symbolic stomach of the system. So do you feel that you've found the right thing to do now, or do you still feel a bit insecure and still looking for the thing?
Oh, no, absolutely. I have known for all this time that I want to be doing the healing and the readings and helping people and teaching. However, I had children and I felt like I needed to support them because I was a single mom for many years. And so that's why I opened the business. But I had always wanted to do just this full time. So now I sold my business and I'm ready to do this full time.
Yeah, because do you feel secure now? You've made that decision that you're in the right place?
Oh, absolutely. It feels like definitely feels comfortable.
Yeah, so you found home. You found the right, you're right, sort of what we call finding God or spirit within. It sits right in your body.
Yeah.
And then, so you're definitely in the right place. You don't want to, when you don't feel insecure, when you don't want to keep moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6 in spiritual talents is about being very grounded and focused, and you have that drive to continue that journey to find out what it is you're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's got you there.
Definitely.
So in spiritual goals, we have a 13-4. So how many children have you got, Dina?
2.
It was having the children, was that one of the biggest challenges for you?
It was the most rewarding gift and joy I've ever experienced.
Yeah, because the 13-4 is the divine feminine aspect of God in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in goals and soul destiny. So the children were there so you could learn to unconditionally love them no matter what they needed.
Yeah, definitely.
And to learn that, were you a little selfish as a child? Did you?
I was a middle child, and I was treated definitely a middle child. So yeah. I didn't have a chance to be selfish.
Yeah, so you had to share yourself anyway because you're in the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the 4 is about learning to share, you see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was about sharing yourself as a middle child, but most especially sharing yourself with your children unconditionally. 4 is the flow of God's abundance and love, knowledge, but ultimately love. and it's also it's the flow of nature, and the ultimate flow of nature is children.
Mm.
So these children are here to help you open your heart to the divine feminine energy,
mm.
and to totally love them unconditionally.
Oh, no question, yeah.
And have you learnt that the more love you shed with them, the more flow of love will come to you in life?
Oh, that's what I'm all about, just love. And when you give out love, it flows back into you tenfold.
Yeah. So this is the main, because you've got 2 13-4s here and spiritual goals and soul destiny. This was one of the main things you were here to learn on this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you open your heart and delve into what we call water and wisdom of the divine feminine, and this is about learning to drop into the watery emotions of the divine feminine and feel and sense her wisdom within you.
Mm.
And then that is the source of the development of this new spiritual business, because it will guide you from a feeling place, not a mind space, which is how you started off,
mm-hmm.
with the eights and spiritual karma. When you feel where she takes you, because she's unbounded, unknown, and unpredictable, then when you set the intention of what you wish to manifest based on the deep, true feeling of the divine feminine, it's about you putting it out to the world, then letting go any expectation of what is meant to come to you, then trusting with the four and being worthy to receive the flow that will come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being in the masculine energy or going out and getting the business. It's about setting clear intent, and then it will come to you, and just waiting and trusting for it to come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually the key way for running your new business.
Nice.
Okay, so it's meant to be done the easy way and with trust. But there may be some trust issues that come up in the process, but that's actually your journey. Because the soul destiny is about completely embodying the divine feminine, being a wise woman. I'd say, are you involved in women's work, Dina?
No, I don't, but mostly everybody I help is women. You know, in this work, it's almost all women.
Yeah. It's working with women and maybe moving to a place of doing goddess-type work, wise woman-type work.
Mm-hmm.
There's something powerful for you there as you reclaim the divine feminine within you.
Mm.
Okay, and then taking them on a journey to find themselves.
Yeah.
In a very creative and grounded way.
Mm.
To seek their truth, how they wish to express their feminine.
Definitely.
So how does all that sound?
It sounds right on. Definitely.
Do you have any further questions based on what I've said?
Well, I do have further questions in the relationship department. Now, why is it I have such a difficult time in the in a male relationship?
There are two things I would say here. What can you tell me on air that could give me some idea what happens, and I can sort of zoom in a bit more?
Well, I've been married and divorced twice. I've had several long-term relationships, 3 to 7 years. But yet, as of late, I keep getting sent really hard lessons.
What sort of things happen?
Just like they're all emotionally or some way unavailable.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's to do with the spiritual karmic 8 in your chart, and that is all about being ready to emotionally commit from your viewpoint.
Mm.
So, as you, how well do you feel your emotions now, Dina? You've had plenty of time to work on yourself.
I'm ready. I feel ready, and I have so much to offer and give, but I'm curious as to why I keep drawing in people who are not. So I'm ready. It's just not there.
Okay. Are they men of a similar age, or are they younger or older, or what sort of they have a common characteristic?
They're mostly all similar age, yeah.
Similar age to you, yeah?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So the eights are about emotional commitment. So it's about you grounding further and being prepared to commit emotionally at some level. So they're mirroring to you part of the ego and ego subconscious in you that doesn't want to commit.
Mm.
Okay, that's partly that. But are they very masculine men who turn up, or more feminine, or a bit of both, or?
Oh, the relationship.
Yeah.
Masculine.
Okay. So. And how far do you feel you've gone in terms of embodying your divine feminine? Would you say you're very feminine now, or are you still working towards that, or?
I think I'm very balanced. I can either do guy things or real classy lady things. I like to do both. I have a very good balance of both.
Okay. Because to attract the right man, there needs to be a good balance in the male-female polarity. He needs to be in his strong masculine, where he's worked on himself, and he's worked through his shadows. Because most men have not worked on them, and emotionally, they maybe look like a man, but emotionally inside they're like boys.
Yes.
Okay. And so for you, and women always are more emotionally developed and mature than men.
Mm-hmm.
So the sort of man you need to look for is a man who's done his what we call in men's work, shadow work,
mm-hmm.
where he has looked at his shadows, especially deal with his father, because most men, we in the Western world, don't get a transmission from our father of what it is to be a man, to use our power with integrity, to use it to serve community and look after women and children. In the old days, go and hunt and fight battles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the sort of man you need to look for is one who's done that sort of work, and he's conscious of his own fears. He's working on his shadows. He's stepped up to be in the proper. It's not a macho energy. It's a man with an open heart, but using his power and service. Because you've got the 13-4 and spiritual goals and soul destiny, and that's all about you. You should attract the right man who's in a strong masculine polarity, but is conscious and loving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Then once that polarity is present within your field, then you can surrender fully into the divine feminine. And when you have that balanced male-female polarity running, that forms the core of a good, long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, they don't seem to exist much. At this age, most men come with still their fears and stuff.
Yeah, that means they haven't done enough work on themselves.
Mm.
So it's about, I'd say it's about working on going deeper into your feminine, because a man who has worked properly on his coming into his divine masculine, he'll only be looking for a woman who's done her work in her divine feminine. He won't want a woman who's an emotional girl still, who hasn't done her work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the two polarities won't actually attract each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he will find you.
Very nice.
Okay, as you do your own work. All right. So that's always a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also working on, I'd say, grounding, being emotionally present, and going deeper into the heart with the divine feminine. And then you will attract him, because it's about setting clear intent for what I've just described and what feels right to you, and then putting it out to the universe, and then trusting he will come.
Mm.
Because this is what the feminine does. It allows, it sets intention, allows the right thing to come to it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps.
Yes. I just hope it's soon and sooner than not.
Yeah.
Well, no, thank you very much.
Okay, I hope that's been helpful.
It's been awesome. Thank you. It was right on.
Okay, my pleasure.
Jethro? Jethro?
Hello, there we are, and I thank you guys. I laugh at all of you who took the patience. I have people writing all over an email. I'm trying to fix our stuff, and we've got a full queue, and everybody's going, Dina's the reader, and Dina's getting read. And we have, you guys, it will happen. We are Psyches Gone Wild, not Go Mild. So if you want wild, call 773-897-6461. We are here. I thank you. Those of you who just tuned in, we are very fortunate. I say me and we, as in Dina Flanagan, together with me, Jethro, with our phenomenal guest, Nicholas David Nin. And Nicholas David Nin is also not only the works with the Soul Contract. He is, as you were hearing here, he was just doing a phenomenal reading. I've got to tell you, Nicholas, not only did you read me so accurate, and I've done this all of my life. This is my career. Everyone knows it's read my stuff. And as Dina was just saying, you're just so accurate. A couple of times it just fascinates me. You know, can you give us a little of the hidden? You just said you were doing classes and stuff. When you got into this, did you think when you heard about this and you started getting involved that it was going to be able to just really tell people things about stuff that I didn't share anything with you? Just like what Dina just did there, you just read all of this from what you picked up from her. You said from her name and her the numerology in her birth. Is that correct?
Yeah, all they need is the birth certificate, because that's the vibrations that the soul set in place that creates each moment of your life. That's all I need, and that tells me everything.
And it's so phenomenal, because like a Christian name, let's say, a good example, I always joke because I have the name Jethro that I was bad child labor. I was 11-pound baby, and I think my mother said, all right, you're the sixth one, you're going to pay. And we joked about it. But if a parent, like let's say they, if a child, you're by whatever energy they put on their child as a name, you're going to be able to, like you said, to do this. And this vibration, I mean, it's so accurate. So it does prove free will. Do you believe, can you tell me on your own personal belief, Nicholas, do you believe in what I call patterns? Because I do know that we're all here in karma. I know you've talked with us about this stuff. Have you noticed that there is patterns? I mean, let's say you run into people who have the same resonations of numerologies. Is it karma, or what do you attribute it to? Just your spiritual opinion.
Can you clarify the question, Jethro? I didn't quite follow that.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you were saying there, like a good example, you just knew things with Dina that put her in this type of personality and things. Is there patterns more than you're finding out that are resonating to this? Like someone who's able to have relationships with this. Mine, I know that I've had other personal relationships. So is there some kind of is there other words than more than just the left side of the brain numerology that you're finding with this?
Each individual is quite unique. In what they create. It's very rare to see the same chart. I've been doing this for 22 years now, and yeah, there are certain patterns that you'll see in light workers, spiritual workers, in terms of just them trying to land here and ground. But what Dina received there was input from me, both from just looking at her chart, but from my intuitive sense, as we discussed at the beginning, of where she was in her life, and just attuning to that energy of what she needed to hear in that moment. So this is sort of like a transmission from Dina's higher self and her guides and my guides of what she needed to hear in that moment to move forward. And yes, there are standard dynamics you'll see, standard patterns you'll see in people, which are quite clear from the chart in terms of relationships. You can look at someone's chart and say, well, this is the sort of person you need to look for, and these are the sort of challenges you'll probably face in getting there. It's usually about being compatible enough energetically, with similar power, similar complementary qualities so that you have enough connections with what we call karmic monads, where you'll play particular roles in a relationship. So that you have enough connection and you have enough karmic locks where you help each other work through your karma, achieve your goals, and basically you become a whole synergy system when you come together. That's how a good relationship works. So you complement each other and support each other. You're not the same, but there's enough commonality to allow that connection. And in good relationships, it's usually quite clear from the chart to see why it is a good one. And ones which don't work are usually very clear as well. And no matter what you do, they don't work. It's because the energies are clashing and they're rubbing each other up the wrong way.
So I think that Dina, I'll let you have the next question, and then we're going to get ready for Kelly's, our next person that he will be reading. And I thank you, Nicholas. And those of you who tuned in know that we are taking a little longer today. We're on a different time because Nicholas is in the United Kingdom, and he's a very honest, hardworking man. But we didn't want him to be up at 3 a.m. to deal with me and Dina being wild. We were so fortunate to get him that we're having it on at 3 p.m. And from the looks of it, you guys found us because we've got a full queue. You can get his book. Kareen's right in the room, and so is other friends of ours, Misty, letting us know where you can pick up the website there. We can get it. I apologize to you, those of you who tuned into the website, because we have a little bit of silly there. It will be out in time for when you pick up the URL, but it's like I could not get his stuff in, but we're putting in the website there. I know what this is. I know it's the outer forces that are just jealous because Nicholas rocks and me and Dina are cool, so we will win. Dina, do you have a question here before we go on and let Kelly have her reading?
Well, Nicholas, in relationships, you can see whether they work or don't work, but your children, you can't just give back. What do you do in that case?
Well, in that case, with parents who've had these readings, they tend to run the numbers, have the children's names done,
before.
Checked out before they actually officially name them. And it's usually quite a intense process because they know how powerful this is and they want to get it right for their kids.
Mm.
So what we do is that we look at the names. You know, there's only two or three names you can name your children usually, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at the names and the different variations that come to the parents. And then we look at the what we call overlay effects, the effects on the whole family dynamic of that child's energy coming in, using just what I described, how they interact with everyone else to make sure the entire family unit is harmonious and balanced energetically. And when you do that, the child has a much happier life.
And then in that case, like I'm like sometimes you're sent here for certain lessons. Does that interrupt that or change that?
So I didn't quite catch it. Who's sent here for...
In some cases, you're sent here for life lessons. So would that change that or interrupt it?
Having children?
No, like pre-picking, having a whole entire harmonious household versus the lessons you have to learn when you come in?
Well, if someone's been exposed to this work and has found out about it and realizes how critical it is to create harmony in life,
mm-hmm.
then that was meant to happen. So that was part of the process. Otherwise, they wouldn't get access to this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So often a child will accelerate our lessons, and it's usually quite clear from the charts what the interaction is going to do. And it's really good for understanding how a child works and how to custom manage and parent them based on who they truly are and what they really need. And when a child realizes the parent really knows how they tick, I do that with my son, then the child responds a lot better, and we don't apply generic parenting models or we don't use guesswork. We just use the truth of who they are and engage with them from that point.
That's awesome. It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Well, and we thank you very much. And Kelly, can you hear us? Are you ready to hear what Nicholas David Nen has to say with looking at your chart?
I am. Got my chart, got my pencil. I'm ready.
So we'll do this a little differently here. So, Kelly, do you have any big questions about your life that you'd like answered? Then we can incorporate that in the reading.
Oh, boy. yeah, let's see. Man, I don't even know where to start with that because there's several. I don't know, maybe I'll say what relationship looks like, and I will say I'm a parent of five, three are out, I've got a 13 and 11 still at home, so it's like after hearing that bit on the children, it's like I definitely am going to get your book and I'll start saving my pennies so I can get a reading with them. So maybe it's relationship, and I'm a single parent, so someday over the rainbow, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so you're wanting to manifest a relationship as well.
It would be nice.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at that. Okay, so in physical karma, you have an 11-2. An 11 is learning, and karma is about learning how life works. So when you were younger, did you feel sort of lost in life? Didn't quite understand how things work down here on Earth?
There were days I wondered if I'd been born into the wrong family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was happening?
Let's see. I had a Cancer mother. I love her dearly. She's on the other side. I had a Virgo dad. He's on the other side. He's muted. my brother and sister were both like Taurus and Taurus cusp Gemini, and I was an Aquarius. So I had a hard time understanding my family, and they really had no clue who I was.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because you're a light worker anyway. You've got some 10 ones. You've got some very powerful masculine aspects of God in you. And some powerful divine feminine aspects. So I would say you were at a different level of consciousness to your family, which is why you didn't understand them and they didn't understand you. It was a fundamental mismatch. And I would say your family was only there to create the negative context we talked about previously with Dina for you to work through and overcome.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would say that with the 11-2, the 11 is about learning how life works down here. It's about learning to assimilate new ideas and concepts but first off, discerning what's true for you, all right? And then building your own unique truth and also clearing, there's a need to clear the imprints of your parents and your family and ancestors because I'd say you've been you're very sensitive, aren't you, Kelly?
I'd say that's probably true. I had a near-death experience when I was 10, and it's like it totally altered my life.
Yeah. That's in the 11. That's the 11. It's got life and death programmed into it, which means that the soul creates these near-death experiences or the death of others around you or the death of relationships to break up your existing structure of how life works, throw you into total chaos and shock, and then when the pieces gradually coalesce and land, it takes you to a higher level of consciousness so you can grow.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, that's why this stuff happens like this. So it's trying to grow you in steps into your own unique truth, and as you clear out the imprints of your family, then underneath that is the true Kelly. Okay.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I'm still working on my dad.
You've been buried by them.
Put aside.
Yeah. Are you very impulsive, Kelly? Were you impulsive when you were younger?
I was going to say, not as much as I used to be. It's like, yes, very much the term fly by the seat of your pants, if that makes any sense to you.
Did that get you in a lot of trouble?
No, actually, I was the youngest in the family, and my brother and sister were like 12 and 13 years older. It's like, oh, no, I was a little golden girl. It's like, I wore a halo, and it's like a brown nose. It's like, oh, no, I was a very good child. I wish I'd had five children sort of like me.
Yeah. Well, for you, it's about trying to make decisions about if there were any impulsive drives. It's about you waiting and observing what's going to see what's going on, to see the truth of what's happening. I mean, once the truth is consistently there, he's still there, Kelly?
He's here.
Yeah, once you've seen the truth, then acting upon that truth from a place of wisdom.
Yeah, that very much fits, yeah.
Yeah. And you've got fires and physical talents, so are you very psychic, Kelly? Mm-hmm.
Because of people, what people have said, I'm going to say yes, because I've been told to quit denying talent. So I'm going to say, okay, yes, I am a Reiki master, and it's like I got into it more from a healing aspect. So it's like I'm not as good. Okay, Jethro's awesome. Okay, that's what I look at as, you know, like the Olympic gold moment. You know, it's like going, I'm not like him, but it's like I have a certain degree of whatever.
You're saying here you can be a natural if you just believed it. That's what it's saying here.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Because you've got what we call a 10-1 in physical goals, which is about part of the ego is denying God and spirit. Okay, so does part of you believe in all this psychic stuff, and then another part of you at the same time thinks, well, no, this is not actually happening at all?
No, I've kind of come past that. It's like I absolutely know that stuff that happens, happens. It's like we've been through way too much in life. So it's like, no, I know it's real astral, dream time plane, whatever. It's like whatever plane I'm on, it's like it's real.
Okay, so you've broken through that, because the thing that holds you, creates a disbelief at times, is that very pattern, because the ego feels disconnected or separate from God in some ways. The another part of it feels connected. This is why you vacillate. You come and go with it, as whether this is actually real. But it sounds like you're working through that now, because you're here to really trust in the flow of higher consciousness, trust in bringing the male female energies of God through you in consciousness, and that's actually the key to relationships as well. So. Because the 10-1 is about some physical goals and soul destiny. So what that means is there is some disempowerment relative to the masculine aspect of God. So did you have a difficult time with your father or your brothers or other male members of the family?
Very much so, yes. My dad was a very highly critical Virgo who was 22 years in the Navy, and they sharpened that, so yes. And one brother, yeah, but... on the flip side, the fellow I married was a lot like my mother, which was really amazing. And it's like, really, that was a soulmate relationship. But again, he died years ago, and I've never been remarried. So I don't know. It's like I have a lot of contact with him on the other side, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to phrase that.
Yeah, because we tend to marry one or both of our parents when if we get married young, because to work out the unresolved parental issues. So How would you say your male female balance is, Kelly? We're onto the polarity issue, like we were talking about with Venus.
Right now, I'm father and mother to both kids, so I don't know, you know, I've been pretty much single parent to all of my children.
Yeah.
So it's like I do what I call put on the dad hat and then I put on the mom hat. So.
Yeah. So have you been dating Kelly or anything like that?
I don't have time. I really don't. It's like I'm very. I don't know, between what I do with my kids, because right now they're in online school at home with the two younger ones, and the work that I do, you know, with other stuff, it's like, yeah, social life, it's like, the internet, and it's like, you're my social life today, how about that?
Yeah.
My adult content today, okay?
Yeah, because you've got to make space for it here. Is your life completely packed, Kelly? Like, there's not a spare moment?
Really close. It's like I've learned how to take the spare moments out and go, you know, like what I call it, nickels and dimes of time. And it's like, yes, there are spare moments, but they're small change.
Yeah, because then in spiritual karma, you have a 12-3, and the 12 is about learning to expand in a balanced way. And it can, and because of the soul is trying to expand you at a personality level, it will fill every moment with something to do. Okay. So,
that makes a lot of sense. Sure does.
Yeah. So I know you're a single parent with all these kids, so it's about trying to make some space for you just to be still.
Okay.
And
that happens
love
about 3 in the morning, and then I don't sleep.
Yeah, we need that sort of maybe 3 in the afternoon, okay?
right.
Because there's a three energy in the spiritual karma as well, and that's all about feeling worthy to be loved. So it's about making space for yourself, be worthy to be loved by others and by yourself. So it's about doing things for you. Because when you do things for yourself, which as a single parent takes a lot of effort, speaking from my own experience, then the universe will love you back. And that's actually how you have a chance to manifest someone else. You've got to make space, love yourself, so that you feel worthy to be loved. Then someone can start to turn up. And I would say the other thing with the masculine is that if you have any unresolved issues about disempowerment by the masculine, which sort of got set in place by your father and your brother, then that needs to be resolved as well. It's the 10-1, the 2-10-1s, the goals, so that you can then feel safe to surrender into the feminine. Because you're being both masculine and feminine at the moment, and you need to be more in the feminine or be prepared to surrender to the feminine for the right man and the masculine to turn up.
Okay.
So you've got 13 fours like Dina did, but you've got one in spiritual talent. So are you a real natural mother? You just know, you know instinctively what to do?
Yeah. I was told that with my very first one. It's like, part of it was Aquarius. It's like, I got a bunch of books, and I read, and it's like, and then it's like, I applied what I thought I knew, and it's like, and some of it was like going, doesn't make sense, so I did what made sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're one of those natural mothers who can just feel what's right, and you can probably throw the books away in your case, because you just know what instinctively is the correct thing for that child. Okay, that's what this is saying here. There's also the 13-4 on spiritual goals. So, it's about, how was your relationship with your mother?
With my mom, awesome. My mother was where I got the psychic ability side of the family. She was a school teacher. She was like almost the antithesis of my dad, and it's like, love my mother dearly. And she's still on the other side helping, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much.
So it's good you had a good transmission from her, so you'd have that imprint, which you would have taken on deeply with the 11th in physical karma. So you could be a good mother as well. But I would say, this is indicating to me that you need to, similar advice to Dina, that you need to go deeper into the divine feminine, okay, to allow the divine masculine to turn up. Yeah. And definitely resolve any remaining feelings of disempowerment regarding the masculine, especially any trauma with your father. Because otherwise your ego is going to put up a defense and say, well, I don't want someone to come again because of that. It's scared that this will happen again. So I'd say, yeah, clearing any disempowering trauma you're still carrying, because you're very sensitive, it may have gone very deep, will then make it safe for you to actually be in your feminine around the right masculine energy.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I think part of that was I had that with my first person, and literally when he died, because he died of astrocytoma-type brain cancer, and it's like it felt like, you know, my heart was just ripped out of my chest. And it's like, yeah, it took a long time to recover from that.
Yeah, well, this is about repairing the heart wound the feminine receives when the partner goes. So healing the heart, which is the 13-4 there, bringing yourself back to life with the feminine is very important here.
Okay.
So the how's it sounding so far? Is this all making sense?
Oh, very much. You're so on. It's like I really like this. Yes, you're very very good.
So the soul destiny is a 10-1. So this is saying that you are here to come into what we call full soul consciousness or enlightenment. In this lifetime, that potential is there, which takes a lot of work. It's very few people get enlightened, but there's a better chance nowadays than ever was before. But it's about you dissolving all the ego programming that we've just been talking about and other six aspects, and allowing yourself to completely surrender to the flow of the spirit, so that you have become the walking, talking expression of your soul. So there's no separation. So if it has a certain thought or feeling, you have it at the same time. And then allowing spirit to guide you through bodily feeling, especially heart opening when you're doing the right thing. As you start to follow that, then it will guide you to allow your life to unfold more beautifully than it already has. Because you think a lot, don't you, Kelly?
I'm Aquarius. That's what we do.
Yeah, you probably think too much looking at the chart.
You
at
know
five.
Her, Nicholas.
Yeah, 5 and 11 too. So I want you to think, I'm suggesting you think with your heart, you feel with your heart into the water and wisdom of the Divine Feminine. Let that guide you, because your mind is limited in its consciousness, whereas the flow of the Divine Feminine is unlimited in where it can take you.
We love this. We're going here. And you guys that are listening in today, this is Psyche Jethro. And we've had a very unique opportunity to have Nicholas David Nin on, writer and author of Soul Retrieval. And we're going on for the few minutes here. It is me, Jethro Smith, and Dina Flanagan today. We are welcoming our guest, Nicholas. And Nicholas, we do have your site on there. Please, would you, for the friends that can't get on the computer, tell them how to get a hold of you, your website, and a way to contact you. We know you did classes. We have a lot of people writing me, how do I get in and get a class with Nicholas? Can you give us your website? I just put it on the site, and it's up there for the readers. But a lot of our iTunes people are calling in. They've only got a phone. They want to know how they can get it. Could you tell them?
Yeah, the easy one to remember is yoursoulcontractdecoded.com. That's the name of the book. That takes you to the web portal for the book I've written on this work. But once you get there, you can read about the book, and it tells you about events and what it's all about. But if you click on the vertical left menu on main website, they'll take you to my main website, and then, which has a very long name, centerforconsciousascension.net. When you get to that, if you just click on soul contract reading on the left, and then level one training, it'll be a submenu. Then you can find out all about the trainings. We're actually running a training, starting one next week, from the 13th to the 16th of June. There'll be also a video stream for that as well. So that's for people outside England. So often we have people from California all the way to Australia and India. They do that training. And then two or three times a year we run an online training, which is 2 2-hour slots over about 8 weeks. There may be another one in the winter. We just started one recently. But if there's enough demand, I'd start another one. It just depends on who's interested, really. So all that information is on the website.
So those of you listening, you heard that, definitely get in. We've had a very fortunate experience. And the first time that Nicholas came on, we had, I think, 4 or 5 of you listeners. It went so intense. I've had so many of you calling in. Our next guest is one of those people. She got to have, I think, 8 minutes with Nicholas. Nicholas was going so intense that we were excited. People were teasing because they're like, you know, Jethro, this is wild, but the man, you know, he's got so much vast knowledge. How long would you say it would take if I were to come in and say, Nicholas, I need a reading with you and I'm going to pay the amount and get my soul retrieval chart done with you? How long does it normally take for you to give a reading?
Takes me about an hour to prepare a reading. That's the birth name and up to 12 or 11 other names, including the different names you've used, significant partners, because that tells us an awful lot about what we're manifesting in our life. Any other important people, we include parents as well, because once I see the energy map there, I can tell you an awful lot about your life and where it's going and answer pretty much most questions people have. I spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours actually delivering that reading, and that can be done by phone or Skype.
Very good. And before I have Dina ask a question she's got, I want to let Dina know that you have two of your fans from New York that are writing. They knew you liked masculine men, and you're still adorable anyway. You should give some of us sensitive guys a chance. We're not all that bad. I'm supposed to let her know that. We have these fans, but I laughed. And we also have Terry from Richmond wrote down, Dina, I don't care what you say. You know, I wish I had a child like you did, because I've been trying to trade mine in for years. Help me with my child. So, you know, we always just have fun on Gone Wild. Dina, do you have a question here for Nicholas before we go on with Corrine?
No, I'm just really having a good time listening here.
And Nicholas, well,
just a question. Just not, for those of you who are trying to work out your kids, okay, the Your Soul Contract Decoder book, you can actually do the charts of your children in there, and it's pretty straightforward. You need to persist a little bit to grasp what the material is about, but it will give you specific recommendations on how to work with people. It's designed for adults initially, but you can actually adjust it, obviously, for your children depending on their age. And once you know how they tick, then you can.
I'm going to be on the radio. I can't have any noise.
Have clearer boundaries with them, and you can actually meet their needs, because often it's because we as parents don't understand what they really need, which is why they play up. And bringing consciousness to them with that knowledge means you can have a much better relationship with them. I have a great relationship with my son because I've known how he ticks from the day he was born, and he knows that I know that. So he's having a good life because of that, because we don't do things which go against the grain of his essential nature.
Well, I'm getting a hold of you for Ryan. Ryan's my birthday, 26 years and 26 minutes apart, and this Scorpio has drove me to the edge. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Ryan. Teasing, he's listening in today with my grandkids, but I definitely am going to get a reading done there because I've always been curious. The guides told me that his name and my godmother told me in a dream about almost 2 hours to the minute that he was born. I didn't have a name. I wanted a daughter. We found out there was a boy. I'm laying there in bed. It was my day off. He did that very nice, and my birthday. And my spouse woke me up. She goes, you need to take me in. I'm having this baby. And I said, are you sure? And I started to roll back over. And my godmother told me the dream. She goes, you're going to have him. His name will be Ryan James Smith. He's an older soul with you and teach you a lot. And that's how I got his name. So, Nicholas, your whole concept to me has got the chills running through me. It's like we've got Corrine on. She's going, it's my turn, Jethro. Move your little face out of the way. And you and Dean are cute, but it's my turn. So, Corrine, here you go. Here's Nicholas David Nin.
Hi,
Corrine. Hi, Nicholas David. How are you?
Good. So how can I help you today, Corrine? Do you have any questions about your life you'd like clarification on? And I can have a good starting point.
Well, let's see. Basically, I'd just like to kind of finish up our reading that we had started. I didn't know if you still had the chart available to you or not.
Yeah, I've got the chart here, yeah.
Okay, very good. I'm not sure exactly where we left off. I think it may have been at Spiritual Karma or Spiritual...
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm not sure exactly where we left off, exactly Spiritual Karma or Spiritual Talent.
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll summarize the physical part of the chart so we can have the entire context here. But are there any specific questions you want to know about your life, or I'll just start anyway?
Other than the fact that I have had struggles, I mean, everyone has struggles in life, and they have to learn, obviously, from their life lessons and everything else. But mine has been coming into my gifts, because I've seemed to struggle more than others. It takes me longer to work on things and everything else. So that's what I was concerned with.
Okay. Well, let's start at the beginning. I'll summarize the beginning of the chart. So in physical karma, we have fives, just very similar to Dina. So Your gift is to speak the truth no matter what, Corinne, in life, and to use your psychic abilities with integrity to bring truth to others and to do pioneering work with those fives. So have you been able to do that so far?
Pretty much. And in fact, it's gotten me in trouble.
Yeah, like, well, the truth gets us in trouble, yeah. Okay. And in physical talents, you've got 77. So you're here to open your heart and to become one person, to take any heart wounds which have led your inner child hiding away in a corner, not feeling safe to show herself. You're here to bring her out of that corner and to get her to come out in the world and show her true self and true feelings, and then to drop the emotional facade she puts on, the mask she puts on to protect herself and become one person. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah, because when you'll discover, or she'll discover to her surprise, that when she brings her true self out to the world, then it's actually completely safe, because when you're at the higher level of consciousness and truth, no one can touch you anyway, because it's even higher frequency than unconditional love. And so that will open your heart. As you heal her, your heart will open, and that will magnetically draw all the people and resources and networks and connections you need to make this life happen.
Wonderful.
And then that's actually the key. You're here to actually work with groups of people. So do you actually work with groups, Corinne, or are you just doing one-to-one with people? What are you doing at the moment?
Actually, a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, but I do believe that later on in life that my soul path is to actually work and teach groups of people.
Yeah, you're definitely here to work with groups of people, and so as you open your heart, they will come to you. Okay. And then they'll be like-minded, and you'll synergize them as a facilitator into the greater whole. Okay, it could be virtual groups and physical groups, but I think for you, working with people in person is very important, okay, to really connect with them. That's
mm-hmm.
You've got an 8 in spiritual talents. Are you very good with people? You can relate to all sorts?
Yes.
Yeah, a bit of an emotional chameleon, so that you can change the way you are emotionally just to meet whoever's there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I can relate well to most people as well. You know, it comes naturally. It doesn't. It's not a challenge in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So yeah, I think working with groups of people who are similar to you and like each other, but really connecting with them, helping them come into truth, is part of what you're here to do. Have you had a lot of conflict in your life, Corinne?
I wouldn't say conflict, but there's been a lot of challenges, yes.
Yeah, what sort of challenges?
A lot of ups and downs, a lot of things where most people would have said that I've had a tough life, but
yeah.
I've learned how to take it in stride, you know, that it's just part of life lessons.
Yeah. Okay. Are the challenges being like obstacles in your way?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So in Soul Destiny, the purpose of coming here is to learn to expand yourself at a personal level in a balanced way out into the world, and to feel worthy of expressing the deep wisdom of the soul, and to be worthy of being loved. And so what happens is that the personality, ego personality, feels like it's in a rush because the soul's really pushing it hard to expand. And so then that will manifest obstacles in the way of that balanced expansion. So what you need to do is find a way to expand in a balanced way. Similar advice to Kelly, and not to be in such a rush. Okay? And to make time to smell the roses, as we'd say in England. Okay? Because if you don't make the time for the space for yourself, then there's no room for higher consciousness to come in, because the ego's got so into pushing hard in the expansion. Because this is saying here, you're here to become a master teacher of deep wisdom. Okay, and that wisdom will come, ancient wisdom from the soul will come as you clear out the unworthiness which would have to be loved, which would have come from childhood here.
Yes.
Was your childhood quite isolated at times?
Yes, it was. I was the youngest of three, but there was quite a gap in all of this.
Yeah.
So, yes, isolated and difficult, you know, difficult parents, et cetera. So, yes.
Yeah. In
spiritual
family.
A lot of conflict that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the conflict, which is the 20 invisible goals, is about learning to walk away from the conflict. The individual involved to make peace within you, because it's an outer manifestation of the internal emotional wall that's been set up in the personality, because you've malabsorbed lots of untruths from probably from other family members which don't resonate with who you actually are.
Yes.
So in attempting to make peace with someone you're in conflict with, you may find that creates more war, more conflict.
Hmm. Yeah.
Did that happen? Yeah.
Yes, that does happen. Yes.
Yeah. So you need to walk away, even though it's hard.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense actually, because I've been dealing with something similar with my brother at the moment. So yes, that makes sense.
You might need to walk away
to figure out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you may need to walk away for a few years, and you'll come back, and then there'll be peace. But you can't negotiate peace with this number, with the 20. It doesn't work.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So, even though every instinct in you tells you I've got to negotiate peace, it won't happen. So,
very good. That makes sense. Thank you.
Karine, have you been going around in circles trying to find out what the right thing is to do and why?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, I'm one of those people that I learn a little bit over here, I learned a little bit over there, and I'm not always, I'm not exactly centered and balanced as far as what I really, want to do specifically.
Yeah. So what do you need to do?
And I've also done many things in life, so.
Yeah. Well, this is similar to Dina. So what you've got to do basically here is try on what feels right, you may perceive as right, and don't hesitate to go and change it to something else if you discover it's not the right thing at a feeling level until you find the right thing. And that goes against what most people do. They sort of settle on one thing after a while and get on with it. But you're on a journey with a 15 of going around in circles for a while to find the right thing. So it's important to do that till you feel secure in where you are, and then you'll be happy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
And the 6 is about then to get focused in spiritual power. Focus to actually carry out, find that right thing. So in spiritual goals we have an 11-2. So this is about you learning to build a structure of high level truth to teach in the world. So do you have any idea what that is yet?
No, that's one I'm not sure of yet.
Yeah, well, I think that's to come, because I'd say you're here to teach a high level of your own unique truth out with groups of people from a heart-centered space. That's actually what you're here to really do, and to absorb knowledge from other different modalities and people, and then evolve that into a higher blended form as your truth to take it to the world. So you do a lot of development of your own teaching material. That's what I can see here. So I think overall, it's about bringing your truth into the world, exploring where you're going to go with that, the 22, teaching from a heart space. I think you're very much meant to be a facilitator, workshop leader with your own truth, and doing it in a very grounded way, and becoming a master teacher. That's actually your soul destiny, really, Karine.
Wonderful.
How does that sound?
That sounds phenomenal. I've been kind of feeling that was it, but I wasn't sure. So that really is wonderful to hear, because that kind of confirms what, I've been unsure about, that I've been feeling. So I really appreciate this, Nicholas David. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah. So the key, the key is to clear the unworthiness, to actually step out there and show yourself to the world. Okay. And to bring out that wisdom. And once you do that, then it will start to happen.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Very much. Jeffrey?
Thank you. We love you coming on, and you always know you're welcome here as family. And going on with it, we always tease our wonderful Corinne. She's here, she's there, she's everywhere. What we love to have you guys do is, you've got down, we're at the last of this, and I apologize to our guest, Nicholas. When I did the show, whatever's going on with Blog Talk, I call it the little Blog Talk monster, it bit on to me, and it's Nicholas David, N-G-A-N, it's spelled Nin, but for some reason, it's N-G-A-N, and I've got everything on, we've got his website on there. Nicholas, you're a very phenomenal teacher, man, just a positive individual, your soulcontractdecoded.com, and it's all of you that have went on, we've got everything in there. Look on Facebook, you'll see it. I do thank you. We've got people already writing, when's the next time you're coming on, how much does it cost, when can I get in? Nicholas, I'm going to let you go because we're down at the last of the show. We thank you, and you know, I just want to thank you, Brother of Light, for being out there and helping all the individuals learn how to find their part of themselves to help grow.
Thank you, Jethro, for having me. It's been a real pleasure to share this knowledge, and I hope it helps everyone who's listening move forward in their lives.
Yeah, thank you. I want to thank you too, Nicholas. It was really great.
Yeah, thank Nicholas, and we're here, and it's me and Dina. The last 10 minutes of the show, we're going in. We have a few people that want to talk to Dina. It's Thursday, and they haven't got their Dina dose. You guys, if you go to psychicsgonewild.com and you look, Dina Flanagan's went wild. She's giving out readings and working on discounts with you. Definitely get a hold of Dina on psychicsgonewild.com. You can get a hold of the email. It's essence, and it's E-S-S-E-N-C-E. Is it O-T or A-T?
O-T.
O-T. Okay, we got one I spelt right today when Jethro went crazy. E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T at AOL.com. Dina knows that Saturn's in my chart, and she's the one who predicted it, so what's wrong is what Dina said. So I just... This has been the month I have cried, I have laughed, I have screamed. So you guys work with me. We're coming into some new area. We've got all new people. This Sunday, we're very fortunate to have the one, the only, Krista Urban, the sixth psychic in the world who has won not only a lot of work, but American Federation, also psychic, very true, gifted psychic, done this over 30 years like me and Dina. So grab onto your seat, get under the phone. Sunday, tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, Psychic Jethro and Krista Irving discussing psychic development. Dina, we've got to get this person in. 818, would you like to ask our question of Dina here in the last few minutes of the show? Do you have one question if you'd like to ask Dina?
Oh, boy. Ay, ay, ay. One question. Well, can she see for another person besides myself, my son?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I need, because I know I'm okay with the person I'm with, but he's lost.
Yes,
okay, do you want his? Do you want his? Can you feel my energy through him, or do you need his birthday too?
What's his name?
Adam.
Adam, and his birthday is what?
8/18/89.
Yeah, I feel like that he has been had a kind of a struggle through life so
far.
Yeah, and. Does he have learning disabilities?
I don't think it's learning. It's because of what he went through for his childhood. I believe he's empathic, but he also had a sociopath father.
Yes.
And just that word alone could tell you that he was raised differently than other children.
Yes, but I also feel like that he had, because of it, he thinks or learns different. He thinks different, like,
I'm the one like that. I think that's why when I was listening to your show earlier, whatever that man was saying earlier, I'm saying, oh, my God, I get it. I get it. I understand that. That's me. That's me. The person in my life is good for me. But how do I explain that to others? He feels things differently. He feel like being empathic.
Well,
he feels other things from other people. But in school, his grades, he studies. He can work hard. It's just he's... too much. He doubts his own mind like I do, and he feels lost where he doesn't know which way to go. So
well,
the problem, what I'm having a difficulty badly, where because he's been, how do I say it, self-medicating himself because the prescription is not good for him. With now it's with food because the thoughts in his head. If you understand that, he throws up the thoughts in his mind. And he wants to go to a center to get fixed. And I don't know if they can do it for him.
That's what I meant by he has different learning disabilities. He thinks and learns different than the rest of us because of that's what he, how he was brought up. That's what he knows.
Oh, I see what you meant. I thought mental. I thought learning meaning that he can't learn. He has okay. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It can be many things. So
I see.
So
wow, it took me in a roundabout way to understand what you were saying.
So what's happening is if he's not vibrating right. So like because he wants to be think the other way, but that's not how he was raised. So it's confusing him, and his vibrational energy is on a different plane than it should be, and that's why he wants to self-medicate. So
if he's going against whatever his father taught him.
Yes, and because it's not who he is supposed to be, and he's confused at how to bring it back around or to bring it around because he never really knew the difference. But he knows, he sees other people, and he knows, and this is confusing him. And
oh my gosh, yes, you got it. You understand it. No one understands that. That's why he had fights with his father from day one and held down and everything of physical abuse because this child cried when he first was born with around his father. And he didn't talk around people that he didn't feel comfortable with. And so he had to do things that he didn't want to do his whole life in a lot of way. And his friends were there for him. What you're saying, how can these people help him?
Now he has to unlearn all that. He has to unlearn everything that he was taught, and this is the difficult part right now. So if you can get him into reading some books and getting some healing work done or do meditation, he will slowly unlearn. I'm saying unwind, unlearn. He will start to go back to balance so that then he can then move forward in the life he's supposed to live. And when he moves forward in the life he's supposed to live, that's when he'll just blossom and flourish. And that's when he's going to feel like he's normal. And not only that, he's going to it's going to be like doing what he's supposed to be doing right away tenfold. And it's going to be like, wow, breaking through a huge barrier.
Oh my gosh! Can these people at these treatment centers, but the treatment center he's going to go to is for alcoholics and drugs and things, and so I don't know if that's the right place for them if they can do these mind treatments or all the things there, EMDR and all of that. Can they do it at these places?
Well, no, see, that might be helpful on one level because now he has to understand his father a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for that part. But the other part, no, he has to speak on his own, and it's like you have to help him speak it. You have to kind of gently guide him in those directions in a way that makes it look fun or interesting to him. That's the only way you're going to get him to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I knew this, what you're telling me, but he won't understand it. I know in my heart, I understand this. What from a higher place, I'm reaching your telepathy. You're reaching my telepathy. I reach it in a higher place. But to this earth, to reach out to him, I don't think I can explain it like you said.
Right, right. Yeah. Well,
I knew all this. I knew it. I knew that all of this, and all of them studying about it, like my daughter's empathic. I'm empathic or whatever. She's apathic. I'm empathic like him. And so this person in my life that I don't understand how he came towards me, but we reach a different plane and it's like, but I know he needs someone to give him guidance and self-worth and confidence. And when he does, he will blossom. And he feels, that's why he keeps on saying he's uncomfortable in his own body.
Yeah.
And he purges the things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they don't fit. They don't fit anymore. It's not resonating. And this is where he's having the problem. And this is where a lot of people think they have to medicate when they don't really have to. You know,
So he has a hole in his heart. I mean, he has a hole in his chest. And that's what he keeps telling Mom. Mom, I have a hole here.
Yes.
I have to fill it up.
Yeah, yes. It's the solar plexus. They need the work done on him and for him to fill back up because he is quite depleted. But at this step structure of the game, because he's depleted, he's now open to fill up. He's now open to fill up.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, there's room now for it to get rid of the rest of that and fill up with what he's supposed to fill up with. He's at the structure, right at the crux, the edge, standing there ready to take a dive and trust.
Oh, my God, yes. And this year, he's finally opened up and all these things he's sharing with this new therapist about different things that he never shared before. And the more, and he also wrote a letter to his father, and his father met the therapist. So I thought this was a big thing, but now more things are getting stronger. So he wants to get all of it out so that he can live a real life and all these things. So he's really in torture of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let him go a little bit longer with this therapy stuff he's doing. And after a little while longer, now bring in the other stuff I was telling you about, you know, where he has to kind of do some of the work on his own, you know, in a positive light. So it will all come into play. It will all have its time, because what I'm hearing is that, yes, it's the exact timing. This is why all this is happening. This is why he feels the hole. And this is why it's time to fill it up. So it's all perfect timing for him.
It is, but do you think this center that will be able, I mean, is it worth going to spend all this money at this center and they are able to really understand him? And he wants to believe it. That's the thing. He has magical thinking like me. He wants to believe that, and he's a little lost, that these are the ones that can help him open up.
He has hope, and hope is good. And that's what it is. This part is about hope. If you take that piece away right now, then it'll look like he does not have hope. That's why I say let it do this piece a little while longer.
Oh, you mean with the therapist he has now and not go to this center on Monday?
Well, no, the whole therapy center thing. Let it take a little bit longer before you introduce where he gets into the meditation or what have you, more of a spiritual realm.
Oh, well, they're supposed to be doing things like that at the center.
Good.
And
yeah,
if I tell you the fee they're charging, you're going to fall off your feet. They're charging $55,000 for 30 days, and that's just the start of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if it's about money, I feel like there's many more ways that can help him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like this is the end all and be all.
Only the start. It's going to be $100,000 these people want.
Yeah, I feel like there's other help. I feel like there is.
That's what my intuition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it should have to cost that much, not for that small amount of time.
And we want you to hang on right there. We are down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and we obviously, those of you who did call in, this has been an hour and a half of wellness. Dina, is there anything you want to tell everybody? We've got Andrew Romaine on this weekend, Krista Urban, Casey Kelly, Jethro Smith. Dina, what can you tell everybody about this craziness? I've got a hurricane flying by me here in Tampa. People are calling me on the phone telling me that my life is changing because I'm too crabby. Do you believe it?
I'm sticking with the Saturn return for you.
Okay. You live as get rid of the Saturn return. You told me.
Yeah, you got another 2.5 years pretty much. So it's a wild ride, I can tell you that. That whole Saturn return stuff is a wild ride. And so you just kind of have to hang on and embrace it and learn what you got to learn and grow where you got to grow. And on the other end, you come out wonderful.
I'm telling Mom. We got 617. You've got a minute with us. Can you get something you want from us in a minute? We're going to give you a quick, fast order.
Hello. Hi, Jeffo.
Catherine, you little wild girl, did you enjoy that our Nicholas David Nan was on and doing work?
Yes, I loved him. I thought I can get a chance to get a reading from him too.
You got a girl, and have you got the men out? Or are you still bringing them in to scare me every time I call you? Because I can't have that.
I can't get rid of him. I love him. He loves me. But it's that's the reason why I'm calling, because it's family. I want to see what can I do to make his family like me, because they don't even know me like that, and they want to beat up on me.
Oh, my goodness. And Dina, our little fighter's here to answer that question. Oh, no.
Nothing. Just be yourself. That's their loss. That's what I'm hearing. It's their loss. You've spent a lot of time in life fixing to other people what their needs and their wants are. And right now, it's not about that. It's about what you need and what you want and what works for you. I mean, you'd be respectful, cordial, and all that stuff. But no, stay with what you need and want. That's what I'm hearing.
They better keep their hands off my Catherine. We don't roll that way. We just don't go that way, and you're mine. And I'm not having it. So we've got 30 seconds, Catherine. I got to let you go before, and all of you know, with my girlfriend, we will be at Fleetwood Mac, front row seats, my girlfriend's birthday. If you see me in Tampa, say hi tomorrow night. We're going to be there laughing like wild people. I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt. I earned it. So I want everybody to say, hey, Dina, tell them in the last 20 seconds why they should listen to PsychicsGoneWild.com.
Well, because it is an amazing site. We get all kinds of wonderful psychics and insight and help.
We love all of you. Don't you forget that we're here for you. If you leave us a tip, I hope I can eat it because I'm really hungry here. So love you. We will talk to you tomorrow.